What happens when two PhD students with zero business training build a company that defies every MBA principle? In 2001, Eric Schmidt walked into Google's offices and found something that shouldn't have worked. Engineers occupying executive roles, no formal business plans, and a culture that seemed designed to create chaos. Yet this shouldn't work approach built a $50 billion enterprise that would reshape how we think about business itself. The secret wasn't just about free food or colorful office spaces. It was about recognizing that the internet had fundamentally changed the rules. When information flows freely, computing power is unlimited, and global connectivity is instant, the old playbook becomes obsolete. The question isn't whether your industry will be disrupted, but whether you'll be the one doing the disrupting. Video chatting globally is now routine, yet this technological shift demands a new kind of worker. Smart creatives are hybrids who build what they design, analyze data effectively, and question everything while generating solutions. They combine technical depth with business savvy and creative courage. They obsess over details, take risks without permission, and communicate with precision. They exist everywhere, not just among elite graduates. Traditional management that minimizes risk and centralizes decisions stifles smart creatives. When Larry Page and Sergey Brin started Google, their lack of business training became an advantage. Their principles were simple: focus obsessively on users, hire the best engineers, and get out of their way. For years, Google's primary planning tool was a spreadsheet ranking the top 100 projects. This light-touch approach created conditions for brilliance to emerge organically rather than being managed into mediocrity. Corporate offices typically reinforce hierarchy through corner offices and spatial segregation. Google inverts this. Offices are intentionally crowded to spark spontaneous conversations that scheduled meetings never achieve. Teams integrate functionally. Product managers sit with engineers, absorbing technical insights that transform ideas into breakthroughs. Offices fill with personal artifacts because innovation is inherently messy. Sterile environments produce sterile thinking. Most companies operate as hippos, dominated by the highest paid person's opinion. Over time, these become tenurocracies, where power flows from longevity rather than merit. Google establishes an obligation to dissent, where everyone must challenge weak ideas. Managers oversee at least 7 direct reports, making micromanagement impossible and forcing ideas to compete on merit. Google resists business divisions with separate profit and loss statements. Those silos strangle information flow. Functional departments report directly to leadership, ensuring collaboration. When reorganizing, they prioritize high-impact individuals based on performance and passion. One crucial distinction: knaves lack integrity and poison culture. Remove them immediately. Divas are difficult but exceptional, pushing everyone higher. As long as their contributions outweigh their challenges, protect your divas. Your business plan is fundamentally wrong. No matter how many consultants you hire, it will collide with reality. This is why venture capitalists invest in teams, not plans. As entrepreneur Eric Ries notes, following a bad plan perfectly leads to achieving failure. The internet age demands fluid planning, built on stable principles, but adaptable to discovery. Smart creatives prefer this "we'll figure it out" approach and distrust anyone claiming all the answers up front. Strategy must be rooted in something deeper than market analysis: technical insight. Google's success began with breakthroughs that fundamentally improved products in ways users immediately recognized. PageRank determined web page quality by analyzing which other pages linked to it. AdWords ranked ads by information value, not just bid price. Chrome was re-engineered for speed. Knowledge Graph structured the internet's chaos. This contrasts with conventional MBA strategy focused on competitive advantages, approaches yielding incremental improvements, rarely transformation. We're entering what economist Hal Varian calls combinatorial innovation, periods when standardized components can be recombined to solve old problems in radically new ways. Platforms scale exponentially when they're open, trading control for growth. Facebook reached 1 billion users in 8 years, Android in 5, compared to the global phone network's 89 years to reach 150 million phones. When Sergey Brin interviewed senior executive Jonathan Rosenberg, he brought the same intensity he'd bring to interviewing a fresh graduate. This commitment is rare. Most managers treat hiring as a chore, squeezing interviews between meetings, unprepared and distracted. Hiring is the most important thing any manager does. Great talent attracts more great talent. Smart creatives follow each other like a herd. A players hire more A players, but B players hire Cs and Ds, gradually lowering standards until mediocrity becomes the norm. True passion shows through persistence and all-consuming absorption, even through failure. Passionate people ramble about their interests because they genuinely can't help themselves. Hire people smarter than you, focusing on their capacity to learn rather than current knowledge. Intelligence predicts how well someone handles change, but it must be paired with a love of learning. Ask candidates to reflect on past mistakes. The answers reveal whether someone merely accumulates experience or actually learns from it. Apply the LAX test. Would you enjoy being stuck at an airport with this person for 6 hours? You need to respect them, not necessarily like them. Homogeneity breeds failure. Diversity of perspective generates invaluable insights. Hire brilliant generalists who can adapt to tomorrow's challenges rather than specialists who fit today's needs. Google's 2010 China decision exemplifies hard choices. After hacking attacks targeted activists, executives voted on record to stop censoring Google.cn despite the business cost. The decision devastated China traffic but generated tremendous employee goodwill globally. The internet age transformed decision-making from opinions to data. Google conference rooms have two projectors, one for video conferencing, another for data. This kills death by PowerPoint by requiring facts over word-filled slides. Consensus means finding the best idea through productive conflict. The bobblehead yes, nodding agreement in meetings only to resist implementation later, misrepresents true consensus. Leaders should avoid stating positions up front to ensure all voices are heard. Even with data, someone must ring the bell when debate becomes unproductive. Communication must flow freely in all directions. Traditional companies hoard information as power. Google shares virtually everything at weekly meetings, board reports, product roadmaps, upcoming features. Every employee posts quarterly objectives company-wide. Leaders must know business details intimately and create environments where bad news travels freely. Google implements detailed postmortems, anonymous questions at company meetings, and red-green paddles signaling inadequate answers. Key messages require approximately 20 repetitions before sinking in. The most effective self-improvement tool is writing your own performance review and sharing it with your team, modeling vulnerability and creating psychological safety. Innovation requires three elements: new, surprising, and radically useful. But you can't mandate it. Innovation must evolve organically, like natural selection for ideas. Companies need environments where creation components collide freely. That's why the CEO must be the chief innovation officer. Only the top leader can create the necessary conditions. Google repeatedly launches features that hurt revenue, like Knowledge Graph, which replaced ad with information panels, trusting that focus on the user and all else will follow. While most think incrementally, Google encourages thinking 10x, not improving by 10%, but reimagining to be 10 times better. This removes constraints and attracts top talent. Google adopted OKRs, objectives and key results, pairing big picture objectives with measurable results. Good OKRs should stretch you, with 70% completion of an ambitious goal often better than 100% of an easy one. The 70-20-10 model dedicates 70% to core business, 20% to emerging products, and 10% to high-risk ventures, spawning Google Now and Google News. The 19th century belonged to the household. the 20th to the corporation. Now, the platform challenges traditional models, creating marketplaces where buyers and sellers interact directly and relationships are reciprocal. Somewhere right now, a team of smart creatives is using these principles to build something that will make Google obsolete. The question isn't whether your world will be disrupted, it's whether you'll have the courage to be the disruptor.